I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Cantennas?
Love them. I'm still on the muffin break.
Yeah, how's that muffin working out for you?
Yeah, buddy.
In case you're wondering, Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney here. We've taken over KTAR because we're not, definitely not, radio guys, as you can tell. But we are computer guys.
Never have been, never will be. But we are here to talk technology with you
and
every weekend. Huh? Should we do our WebAttack free download of the week?
Okay.
From our buddy Marco at WebAttack.com, we try to spotlight a free product that may help some of you. And a little disclaimer here, this is not something we're saying that everybody out there listening should download. And in fact, if you're not having a problem, as we always say on the show, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if you don't need this, don't download it. But for those of you that, those inquiring minds that just got to know, we
have got a need, we got a thing.
Our download of the week is My Vital Agent, which is an internet companion that puts the control of your online experience, whether you have dial-up or a high-speed connection. Basically, it's like an online or an internet diagnostic tool. It'll tell you exactly what's going on all over the place and probably give you a bunch of technical information. You'll have no idea what half of it is, but it'll help you to see, you know, the speed and where information is going, and it detects how you're connecting and give you some diagnostic tools if you're having some problems with your internet connection.
For those of you who really got to know, even a guy like me that's fairly technical, I don't care. It's working? Great. Let's go.
Yeah, so for those of you having inconsistent problems, this may help you track down that problem.
You betcha.
All right, let's go to Jason on the phone from Phoenix. Jason has a question about PCs and Xboxes and Windows XP and networking, and my goodness, I hope we have a time.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Well, gentlemen, thank you. I have a question. I've got a Cox internet connection at my house, the high-speed internet.
Good deal.
And I've got my computer in the main living room, and my roommate's got his computer in his room, and then I've got the Xbox in the main living room right now. And right now what we're having to do is kind of switch plugs in and out of the router and unplug the modem and restart the computers and all that to reassign all the IP addresses to kind of use each one of these devices independently.
Are you using some sort of router?
Well, I've got, what happened was, originally I bought the router so that I could use the Xbox with the
Xbox
with the
Live?
Yeah, well, it was before Xbox Live was out. There
oh,
was
I
a
see.
Way
right.
with Halo that you could
right.
go on the internet with your computer and it would create a tunnel.
Right.
Let me ask a quick question. You say the word router, I think you mean the word hub.
Hub, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there's
a big
huge
difference. You get a router and then all your problems go away.
So, router, and that's, I think what I
that's
I think
the answer
I
to the question.
I bought whatever was like $29 at
yep.
Fry's one day.
Yeah, no. that's a hub that lets you network a bunch of computers, but to share a high-speed internet connection, you need a router.
Okay.
And
well,
so
no,
that,
no,
that's well, to share it without having to pay for extra IP addresses and having to go through the problem you're going through.
Right.
Right.
See, the router takes the primary IP address, which is public, and converts it to private stuff behind and just automatically hands it out like candy to babies.
So that is basically the answer to your question without even knowing it.
But it's gonna proper equipment, and then I'm all set.
Hey, that always helps. And it ain't going to be $29, though.
Yeah.
But the
more
prices
like
have come. The prices have come way down on those. If you go to wherever you bought that thing for $29,
mm-hmm.
I'd say under $100 probably you're going to find something that is both a router with a built-in 4-port switcher hub.
Right.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be a better quality switcher hub than that $29.
Jace.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Is that a plug and play kind of situation? I've got Windows XP on both the computers, so
as long as things are set up with fairly default settings, it should be fairly plug and play for you.
Do you know what a MAC address is?
I'm sorry, MAC address?
Yes. Do you know how to clone a MAC address?
No.
Look at that in your instructions very closely.
You may not have to anymore because Cox has changed things, realizing what you might have to do is just physically unplug your cable modem for about 5 minutes, let it kind of lose its memory, and then restart when you get all this stuff. But
right.
What Cam was alluding to is learn where that is, because if you have problems, before you call them, right away go in and try to clone the MAC address of your primary PC.
Okay.
And that's going to sound confusing.
I was trying to avoid having to call Cox because it was my impression that if you are trying to get multiple computers up in the same house, then technically you're supposed to pay for extra connections or whatever. But
no, they're not necessarily going to support you because it's, you know, beyond what they say. You do this, this, and this. Anything else you want to do, it's up to you. You know,
right.
You can hook your network up to it at home. That's certainly okay. Okay. But we're not going to support that. We're not going to give you instructions how. We're not going
to
help
you. Don't call them expecting them to walk you through some components you bought from somebody else. Is the deal. So what you need to do is call whoever the manufacturer of the product is. But I will tell you, the key to, if you have a problem, if it doesn't just plug in and everything just fires up, the key to this is MAC address cloning.
Jeez.
Or I'll just call you guys back next Saturday.
You can do that too.
Oh, yeah, but that'll cost you, buddy.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the help. I appreciate it.
We have a 2-muffin minimum, I think, don't we?
Yeah. Good luck on that, Jason.
All right, Jason. How much time we got?
We got about a minute. But
bummer.
Before on the show, somebody had asked about where you could find hotspots and things.
Yes.
And we're going to put it in the follow-up newsletter, so if you can't write it down, don't worry about it. And if you can't figure out what we're saying, still don't worry about it. The site you want to go to is 80211, which is kind of 80211, hotspots.com. So 80211, hotspots.com. And then you can search by state, by city, by all kinds of things. And I went, just for example, and searched Phoenix and found probably maybe close to 100 different hotspots that are publicly advertised, usually in hotels and coffee shops, things like that. But you can find where those things are near you.
And that means you can, generally for a fee, go connect to the internet at these hotspots.
Some of these places, they say, hey, if you're going to come and sit in our place, you're going to be using our services, so we're going to let you do that for free. But anyway, we got a little bit more show to go. It's the Computer Corner. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney with more of your calls and questions when we come back from this short news break.
So how do you like surfing the world?